Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie B. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers. Seems like I am the producer today. We are live. I am so sorry. I apologize. We are a little behind. We've been having some technical difficulties, but it's all solved now, and I am so happy to be here with you. Another day, another show, and another fantastic guest. We are broadcasting right from Toronto, Canada. We have guests from all over the world, and today, guys, is not the exception. I am so happy and honored to have somebody very, very special to talk about their life, their book, and their accomplishment. It is, again, a regular time today. If you guys are not out and about enjoying the beautiful weather, you can always call us in. Our number is 343-870-4051. We love to have you here to comment, to interact, to ask questions. But if you feel shy, that is okay. We understand. You could always interact with us on our social media. There is a link right, and I'm going to put it on soon because, as I said earlier, I am doing 3-for-1 jobs today, and it happens sometimes when the studio is run by other people and we all collab. Anyhow, we will have the link of the show on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. It is the page, and there's a beautiful picture of my guest there right now. And I'm so happy to have this amazing guest with us today. But before I bring her on, which she is waiting patiently on the other line, I want to thank everyone for this support. I want to thank everyone for the amazing support that we had throughout this wonderful end of the year. And I say end of the year because, as all of you know, I do break a couple of weeks in July and a couple of weeks in August. Reason being, everyone, because our kids are on holidays, and I guess mommy and daddy, some of us are privileged enough to have some time off with our kids as well. So we will be having some repeat shows, one of the best of 2018 and 17, but no more live show the first week of August, rather in July. For us, Canadian Happy Canada Day. Oh, wonderful. We have colors. And we are so excited to be spending the wonderful summertime with our family. And I would like to extend my thanks to my sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridgman, for sponsoring the show. We'll have the commercial throughout the interview or right after. Also, don't forget, this is a radio station, although we are called podcast now. When I started 4 years ago, it was just radio, but it's called podcast. And but we do have shows, rather music, right after the interview, right after the show. So if you were interested in submitting your MP3, the email va@lizzieT.com, va@lizzieT.com. Okay, let's get started, everyone.
North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
That's my theme music, and that means I need to move on. We only have half an hour with our guest, give or take. We have renowned author Monica Miller. Monica is a native of Germany, born a very young lady, born in the 50s, and oh my God, she looks nothing like them. She has lived in Greece for many years, in southern Mexico, oh wow, habla español, and she has traveled to Central and South America, and as well in Asia. Well-traveled, this lady, after she studied some years of professional life, she has failed at adult education. Monica became in the 79 healing capacity with the University of Munich with a treatment of cure from mortal sickness. Her initial healing is used to techniques of Native American and Philip shamanism. And in 1984, she started healing practice with Yucatan, Pennsylvania of Mexico, and biocosmic energy techniques, which has developed over the years of her studies fields of tantra and shamanism. Her understanding has deepened both her work and through her life with people of many different culture backgrounds and healing traditions. During this period, Monica spent almost a year in solitude in the jungle. Where did you spend this day here? I'm curious to know. From 2000 and 2015, Monica had resided in Canada and Montreal. Ooh, très bien. And in the beginning of 15, Monica moved back to her hometown and Munich. And well spoken. My goodness, this lady is has trouble. Without further ado, everyone, let's welcome Monica to the show. Hello, hello, Monica, and welcome to the Lucidity Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing really fine. Here it is 1 hour after midnight, and I just had problems with the techniques to get in connection with you since my publishing company said, you will call me in. So I expected that I get a call, so I didn't know how the way works. But
no worries.
I hope
no worries. I'm happy that is all. We're here and we're talking, and we are going to have a phenomenal time. Not to worry. So Monica, I really don't want to waste time, and I want to get to the nitty gritty. And I wanted to talk about how did you get involved in the healing and all that. What attracted, because you're from Munich, and as I know, and obviously I'm not generalizing, but as far as I know, German people, the people that I know, they're very technical, they're very focused people, they're very steady, they love order, they're not into the mysticism so much. So I'm wondering, who influenced you to do what you're doing right now?
Something brought me out of the usual way to live as a German when I was 26 years old, but now 39 years ago. I had a sickness. I needed 3 times an emergency doctor. Finally, I came into the hospital of the university. They thought my appendix would be broken, and I opened my abdomen. What I knew about half a year before, that once I will still have a situation, my abdomen needs to be opened by doctors, and this will be my last experience with doctors. So I was in the hospital, and they found out when they opened my abdomen that I have no colon left except of a very thin outer skin on the point to break. So they said, you cannot be alive, it's impossible. The surgery, it took several hours because they wanted to find out what it is. They thought always it would be a kind of new deteriorating kind of cancer. They didn't find anything. From my family, from the genetic background, there could be a lot there because my father died 20 years before that time. When I was 5 years old, he died with intestinal cancer. And the mother of my mother also died with colon cancer. So it was expected it would be something what I brought with me with the genes, but they didn't find anything. But I had the time to heal myself in that time, being many weeks, in the, 4 weeks in the hospital and then still 4 weeks at home, always to have to go back to the hospital. The doctors just considered me as a miracle and as a wonder that I am not dead. And this was my story, what basically was, other people would say, my initiation to become a healer. 5 years later, when I lived then already in Mexico, because I have, several months after I had been so sick, I have lived for a year in Greece, then I came back for 3 years to Germany, and then I lived in Mexico. And there, I, out of my own healing of myself, I developed the system of the healing method of biocosmoenergy, what was then in 1984. And I never saw myself as a writer. Oh, yeah.
That is interesting, that how it takes sometimes a personal experience, something deep, something very, you know, close, like a family member, or in your case, your own life, that everyone said, you know, it's a miracle that you are alive. And I honestly believe that it is definitely a miracle. And that obviously got you curious to find out alternative ways of getting better. And I guess that was what triggered also your travels to different parts of the world, where in, especially in South America and Central America, you know, people live and they cure themselves with a whole, with everything is alternative. People don't have money to pay for Medicare like we do here in Canada.
You're completely right, because I was basically treating in Yucatan people, Mayan indigenous, I lived with Mayan indigenous, but for the entire region of four small villages, 100 kilometers apart, there was at that time one doctor and he didn't come around. So I was just doing the treatments because it was necessary. And this was in 1984, where I was there doing this, what was necessary. What basically, for me, but you know, when you go through such kind of process in your own life, it is the life itself what is the miracle, that such kind of things happen. It is just how can we people understand to use the power of life, the force life energy gives to ourselves. And this is what, I can consider I was lucky that I had the opportunity to learn so much, only just to let come up my intuition.
Absolutely. And I can see that you are giving back, and not only, you know, I believe in the higher being, I believe in the creator. He gave you what it seemed to be a very difficult, a very challenging trial. Now you're able to give back. So let's talk, Monica, and I need to applaud you for this beautiful way. What you're doing, you know, you're just reciprocating goodness, really, in people's lives. So let's talk about your book. And obviously, the book is the nitty gritty. That's what we're here for. And tell us how I kind of have an idea what inspired you, but tell us about what the title of the book, because the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, and you're giving an amazing explanation. So I wanted to know about your book. What inspired you, question number one, and how can people benefit? What's the name of the book, question number two, and how people can benefit from your book, question number three.
Okay, I start now with the title. The title is The Tantra Connection, healing through cosmic interface. Since I'm an energy healer, it was, of course, that I bring in the book a lot the connection of Tantra, that it is connected with a free energy flow in the body. But the actual inspiration was another Tantra book. What when I was winters in Mexico at the Pacific coast, treating people who came there from all over the world to surf in the big waves of the ocean, a man from California whom I was treating, he gave me at the final end a book into my hand and said, "This interests you for sure." So the book was a Tantra book. And I was starting it immediately to read, and I was disappointed. Because for me, there were only few things written in there, and I discovered while reading the book that I know much more about it, about Tantra. I had lived before that time with Mayan indigenous. I lived with a Maya man. The Mayan cosmology had really, it attracted me, and we lived a very expanded energy. And this is what brought me to write. And then you will laugh, because at first I wrote in Mexico, still at the Pacific coast, and people thought I would be a journalist because I was writing so much in all my breaks, basically, in between the treatments.
Just a little parenthesis, Monica, just for the people that are listening to us all over the world, because this show is broadcast worldwide. What is, and forgive my ignorance, what is Tantra?
Tantra comes originally from ancient Hinduism of India. Hinduism, what was at that time and what was for over a long time, but it is not now, but it was for a long time, the most liberating religion. But there is also a Buddhist Tantra, what has a little bit of different background. Tantra is an old Sanskrit word, the old language from India, and it means to weave, to intertwine, or also to expand. Tantra is not only what in our time with a neo-tantric background often gets understood, that it would be only sexual background. No, Tantra is a holistic way of life. It means to live the own authenticity. And it focuses on energy. Also, when East Indian people do not use the term energy. So to make it better to understand, in a sexual love encounter, the partners or lovers, they intertwine their energy. They also can expand their energy. But for tantrics, it's understood that everything in life, all energy, everybody, who exists, we all constantly intertwine in a certain way energy, also when we are not aware of it. So, but when I go a little bit further in the book, what I write about, there is at first a basic knowledge given about the energy flow in the body, the centers of energy, and the energy channels in the body, mainly known as chakras and meridians. And also about the energy field, what is around the body, what is the aura. And then specifically tantric, there is an explanation what kundalini really means, what means that in the spine and along the spine, the so-called sleeping serpent has awakened and moves through the spine, and the two major energy channels aside of the spine, and move up and connect the human being also with universal energy. And then is in the book also pointed out the significance of Tantra in our era. And shortly, I want to point out what is also the reason why I republish this book now on a bigger level, the Me Too situation, movement in the moment, this, that all this abuse, sexual abuse or abuse in childhood or later on in careers, this basically hinders the healthy energy flow in the body. And there was an ancient tantra about 5,000 years ago in India already the prophecy that from the age of darkness, we will in our period of time move away into the age of the truth. Of course, there are Indian terms used for it. It is the Kali Yuga, what changes into the Satya Yuga. So this is the reason why I republished the book now. But then there comes in the book a part for the individual, what also prepares somehow to be able to easily understand the later book part, what is then for the couple, and also to be able to apply this, what's written in the later book part for the couple. So in the chapter for the individual, it is mainly many descriptions about exercises. On one side, to clean oneself from old emotional baggage. Then to consciously feel and use the senses of the body, what is very, very important in Tantra. And also to charge oneself with energy in nature. And of course, I wrote this very clear since I'm an energy healer, and there are many experiences of myself written in the book too. And this part for the individual way, it helps also to understand how the body's inner energy flow is actually related to the emotions of oneself.
This is so interesting, everyone. You are listening to the Lizzie T Show. If you have just tuned in, if you want to know who is in the line, I have author Monica Miller. She is the amazing lady, has traveled all over the world. Monica Miller, she has a book and the Tantra Connection Healing through Cosmic Interface. I will have the links, everyone, right on my social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, with the link of the book if you are interested. And I know you are. I know you guys know that I bring very, very special people. It's not everyone who is in my show. And this is definitely a book to get. Now, Monica, I wanted to make sure before we run out of time, believe it or not, time flies here in the Lizzie T Show. I wanted to make sure that people know where to get this amazing book.
They get it by Amazon and by Barnes & Noble and Kindle. It is in paperback or in hardcover version, and also, of course, as an ebook. And they cannot get it over my website because I'm not able, since I'm still traveling and I have not really people to send it out, because my friends and people who are doing with me, they do other things than sending books out. So Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Kindle is the best possibility to get my book.
Wonderful. And I can see you continue, you know, after all the travel that you've done all over the world, you continue to travel and to talk to people and to spread the good that you have to around the world. For people that are listening to us right now, and they're probably thinking, wow, I love to take a workshop, or perhaps just meet with you or connect with you, where can people find you?
People can find me certainly most of 7 months per year in Munich and also in two other towns in Germany. One is Erlangen and another is in the Saarland, close to the northern part of France. And in, unluckily this year, I go only to Mexico. I cannot come to Canada. But next year I will be in Canada again. I will be in Montreal and I will be in Toronto. It will be September next year. And in winter, from November, middle of November until end of February, you can find me in Tepoztlan in central Mexico, just 2 hours south of Mexico City.
My goodness, I love your energy. I love how you just have this, just the fact that you're talking about so many places around the world. It makes me nervous, but you know what? I think you're used to. This was definitely your calling. This is definitely the thing that you need to do now. And I commend you. I commend you. I applaud you for all your hard work and for everything that you're doing. This is wonderful. And, you know, all kudos to you for you to continue to do that. By the way, everyone, she is on Facebook. She is on Twitter. She is also on, I have the links on Facebook, Monica Miller. I will have the links of her Facebook right on my social media for you guys to connect with her. Thanks to the internet, we are here. And thanks to the internet, I assume you can also connect with her. Is it something that you do? You talk to people over Skype, over the phone as well, Monica?
My problem is since last year that I had become allergic with so much work at the computer and at the handy, at the cell phone. I became allergic to the Wi-Fi. So best it is when people write me an email, because I am then connected with, most of the time by cable, or when there is no other way over Facebook, it's possible too, because I like people, and I know that the communication is very important.
Wonderful, wonderful. So connect with her. She is definitely on Facebook. I have put her link right on my social media for you guys to connect. Monica, I can't believe time is going by so quickly. It doesn't seem like it. I know you can agree with me. It went by so fast, but everyone, connect with Monica if you are going through something similar, or perhaps you would need that extra help. Just check her book out. It is, again, the cover, it's amazing. Love the Tantra Connection, Healing Through Cosmic Interface is the title of the book. And I love the pictures that you have of yourself. You look radiant, and you have, like, just talking to you, it gives me a lot of energy. Thank you so much, Monica, for being with us here right now. Any last word, my friend?
I thank you a lot, Lucy, for receiving me and giving me the chance to give the information out at the beginning to the people, because I think we need all this, what Tantra means, that we can live our own authenticity and express our best, our most beautiful and strongest feeling for love, for life, what's love.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my dear, and make it a fantastic evening. I know it's late for you right now, and I appreciate you connecting with us, even though it's late for you. Have a wonderful night, and thanks again.
And thank you too. Bye-bye. Have a good evening too.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening and night for you. My goodness, and that's what happens with the internet, everyone. That's what happens. We connect with people sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, and today is not the exception. Check it out, everyone. The book, again, by Monica Miller. Monica is with the K, and Miller, M-U, and L-E-R. Don't worry, guys. I have the links on my social media, and we will have more links on Instagram, on Twitter, and obviously on my website, lizzyt.com. Continuing on, everyone, we will be going on our musical section. Thank you so much, everyone, for submitting your MP3. I know when you're a singer, songwriter, you like your music to be played, right? And we know that it's a bit challenging to have your songs played on the radio. Not here. We will play your songs and send your MP3 at VA for virtual assistant at lizzyt.com. And here is the song.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me.
And that was the song from Daria, and it is. Thank you so much for your submission. Next up is Alvina. She is right here from Toronto, Canada, and she sent her MP3. The song is called Separate Ways. Thank you so much, Alvina. All the best, and here it is.
Myself convinced that I can fix what already been broken for years. Gone are the better times, or maybe I should see them that way. White clouds giving me dark sky. Now I'm over it. I went out from under it. You told me you love. Told me you needed me, but life had a plan for us that neither one of us could see.
Your mind. Young men, it's not a weakness to be kind. You only live once, so live it wise. Your time will come when you have to answer to the Most High.
Alicia Cinnamon right here from Toronto, an amazing artist with the song I Can't Breathe. Next up is Motivated from Walt P. All the way from the States. Enjoy it, everyone. Motivated.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. But you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. Showing I was made for this. Since a kid I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. If you really feel how I feel, it's the B.A.D. been in the field. I'm facing bullets that were killed.
I don't see no red light.
Yeah.
And that is it, everyone. I am so happy that you joined us today. So happy that you're here with us. And we will be back tomorrow with another show. I am the host and producer of